Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means Laura Turbide is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
I want to start it with some. I don't know if I've ever done this before, and I've been lax in not doing so, but that's a shout out to your administrative assistant, Joanne, who always keeps me up to date on who's coming in and topics for discussion and everything. And there are a lot of people in similar positions around the Finger Lakes who do a good job of making me sound intelligent every time I do these things.
Well, we are so grateful that you're always intelligent, and I am always thankful every day for both you and Joanne. And Joanne does do a fantastic job planning ahead, trying to keep some variety and spice to our schedule, and then also being very organized about what we should talk about and what's timely. And we do try to bring some timely things, and today's no exception to that.
And before we get into urgent care, I know we have Heels Up on Saturday.
We are still accepting registrations for Heels Up for Healing 5K race in Penn Yan, starting at Soldiers and Sailors at the Medical Arts Building. So excited that Amy Lee brought this great idea, a way to raise money for 3D Mammo at Soldiers and Sailors. Hopefully it's the first of many. It's our first annual 5K to support Soldiers and Sailors in general. We're still, you can do runsignup.org. I think it's, but it's run sign up,
yep.
And you can put up a Penn Yan or type in Heels Up. We have 220 runners already, at least. We're expecting even more. We've got great sponsors. So thanks to the business community and some of the corporate sponsors, people have made this possible. So it's a great cause. It's going to be a great day. It is spring. Get your heels up and come join us.
And I know I just got
same day registration.
Yeah, perfect. I got the community calendar listing for the next community mobility screening. So for people who haven't heard what that's all about, just quickly explain what that involves.
Absolutely. So we offer it both in Penn Yan and in Geneva. The Penn Yan is called Get Up and Get Going. The next one won't be until probably June. But the community mobility screening is the opportunity for our PT folks and our folks at Garnsey Rehab, as well as Soldiers and Sailors Rehab, our rehab team of physical therapists led by Maureen Loyal, to really help do an assessment for people, to help with strengthening, to help assess where you're, where you might have some deficits in terms of, we want to help people stay strong, strengthened, conditioned in their home. So the mobility screening is a great chance for you to come in. Everything sort of from looking at your gait to helping give you tips in terms of, we obviously have programs for things like vestibular balance. We have things for PT and OT type of strengthening and really activities of daily living, how to enhance your quality of life. So you can come for a mobility screening and then we'll work with you on your specific personalized care plan.
You do need to make appointments because those fill up fast. Go to our events page at FingerLakesDailyNews.com and you'll always see when the next one's coming up. So let's talk about urgent care.
Love it. So I am here again today. We're thrilled that he's here. He's always just such a fantastic guest and a preview. He's also going to be our cover story for Thrive Magazine. So watch your mailboxes. You're getting a preview, Ted. I am here today with Bob Switzer, and Bob is our director of occupational health as well as our director of urgent care. And urgent care has been booming. It has been a real explosion for us in terms of how to meet people where they are with the needs that they have in their community and a way to really make sure people are having the appropriate level of care when it's urgent or when they have something where they can't get into perhaps a primary care office, but also it's not the kind of thing that should be seen in an emergency room. So we have a very specific focus. Providers that are very well trained and very focused on these exact kinds of things. So today we're going to talk about urgent care, expanded hours, both at Geneva and in Waterloo. In Geneva, it's at Finger Lakes Health Commons on Prampton Road. Many people think of it as the old bowling alley. I think of it as next to Finger Lakes Health, FLH Medical PC's Interlakes Orthopedic Office, etc. We also have at Life Care in Seneca County, and that has been a great location for us, continues to grow. So we're going to talk with Bob today about Lyme disease. It is STD month, speaking very much about special months. It's April. So sexually transmitted infections are something that is common. It is not something people talk about as much as we should be. We should be talking about this part of our health as we do everything else. So we've got a lot. Lyme disease, you name it. Flu. We're going to throw a little bit of everything in. So with Bob, he is trained. His training is as a physician's assistant, and he more than anything works clinically, but also just provides exceptional leadership for us.
All right. Well, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
What I want to start with is just kind of the general question about the evolution of urgent care. When it came about, the idea was there needs to be something between emergency room care and calling for your doctor for an appointment that might be 2 weeks away. Urgent but not emergent is the tagline. So how has that evolution gone, and have you got people sort of trained now as to which type of care is appropriate in which situation?
Exactly. And the thing of it is urgent cares have exploded over the past several years. And our job as a community-run urgent care is to take care of the residents of our community. And we're designed to help decompress the emergency room so minor illnesses and injuries can be seen at a faster rate than going to an emergency room and sitting for long periods of time, as well as for primary care physicians whose offices are full and they're busy and they don't have available appointments. So a lot of people think of urgent care as convenient care, you know, because of working parents and kids in school and things like that. Our job is just to take care of the residents of the community, and we're not out to try and steal patients from a primary care physician's office or from an emergency room, because there's certain illnesses and injuries that we take care of in an urgent care and turf and send to the emergency room anything that's not appropriate for urgent care. So the volume has grown tremendously, and as a matter of fact, we just expanded our hours in Seneca Falls urgent care, and we're open 7 days a week now, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the week, same as in Geneva, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. as well.
Now, those are the two locations, the Geneva, the Commons here, and Seneca Falls are the two, the Evan, Finger Lakes Health?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
How's this flu season been? I haven't heard a whole lot about it this year, which I guess is a good thing.
Flu season was late this year. Our numbers, we started documenting flu cases from October 1st, 2018, and we're still documenting them now. We've noticed that our spike was actually about 2 weeks ago with our highest volume of positive flu cases. So we've tested over 2,200 residents of the surrounding communities. And of those 2,200, we've had over 500 positive influenza A between Geneva Urgent Care and Seneca Falls Urgent Care. And like I said, the majority of those were within the last, I would say, month. So flu was a little late this year. The majority of the patients that we saw that did test positive for flu A were not vaccinated with the flu vaccine. However, there were some cases of patients that did test positive for flu A that had been vaccinated. But even so, we still recommend vaccination, you know, because it helps decrease maybe the number of days that you might be symptomatic or the severity of your symptoms.
That's what I was going to ask about next. There's been a big push. Providers do flu shots. Most of the chain drugstores offer them at some point. So are people starting to take advantage of that?
Absolutely. And urgent care was actually offering flu shots as well. So I think, once again, that whole idea of convenient care, if they can't get in to see their primary care physician to get their flu shot, they can go to urgent care. They can go to the local drugstores and be vaccinated.
I know it's kind of a semi-political question, I guess, but we've been hearing a lot more about the anti-vaccination movement in the news of late, helping contribute to this measles outbreak. As a healthcare professional, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I mean, I think obviously that's a personal choice, is vaccination. As a healthcare provider, we recommend vaccination because a lot of these are communicable diseases, you know, and especially in a small child who's going to go to school or daycare or whatever, you're exposing other children to a particular illness or disease. So obviously we promote and we recommend vaccination, and we recommend it early.
And really, truly, we do ascribe by evidence-based medicine that really will show us that not only is it important to have vaccinations for protection of ourselves and our community in terms of this herd immunity, but it's also a lot of the evidence base that some of the perhaps concerns in the past that had come up about has been shown. Even many of those studies have been retracted from the internet because right. They have been shown to not actually be accurate information, which are some of the reasons that people might have as we're, you know, still re-educating about some of that misinformation that was shared about risks of certain kinds of vaccines. And again, as Bob said, it is a personal choice, and we do our best to educate patients at the point of care about their options.
A couple of testings that are being offered starting this month. First is for Lyme disease. What's involved in that test?
So we are very happy to announce that urgent cares will our urgent care, anyway, will be testing for Lyme. We see a lot of patients that come in the summertime with ticks. We remove hundreds of ticks on a yearly basis. So Lyme disease, I mean, it's obviously it's your risk of getting Lyme disease is going to be based on your exposure, you know, being how much you're outside, especially in tall grass, wooded areas, whether or not using repellent, and how severe the winter may have been. If it was a cold, freezing winter, you know, the chance of getting Lyme disease might be a little bit less. So we're now able to offer testing. So there's a lot of education, though, that still has to be done with the patient when they come in, because if you just got bit by a tick yesterday, it takes up to 10 to 14 days for you to build up the antibody. So it's not like we can test you right then. The only thing that that test would tell us is whether or not there was a past exposure to Lyme disease. So there's still education that we have to do with the patient and as to whether or not they're appropriate to be tested at that time. So we're very happy that we can offer that. I think that Lyme's disease is growing in our surrounding area. I think in 2018 in Ontario County, we had about 40 confirmed cases of Lyme disease. So I think, you know, educating the community in regards to the signs and symptoms of it, you know, that target bullseye rash that we classically see with Lyme disease, as well as the flu-like symptoms that also is associated with the headache, the fevers, the chills, the body aches, and so on. So like I said, we're very excited to be offering this, and it's covered by most insurances.
As Laura said, April's also STD, Sexually Transmitted Disease Awareness Month. Is that... Are people still ashamed to get tested out of social sort of concerns? Or?
Well, yeah, I think that's part of the case, but also I think that people are not aware that 5 out of 10 guys do not exhibit symptoms of chlamydia, which is the most common bacterial sexually transmitted infection, and 7 out of 10 women will have the disease and not exhibit any symptoms. So these cases are found just at random testing. So somebody wants to come in and they just want to have, you know, STD testing just to be on the safe side or whatever, or they have a new boyfriend or girlfriend, and we incidentally are finding that they're positive and they never even exhibited any symptoms. So that's kind of alarming. And I think also this preconceived notion that PrEP, which is a pre-exposure prophylaxis for HIV, strictly for HIV, no other sexually transmitted disease, people are using this now, but it's not decreasing your risk of getting other sexually transmitted infections. So I think it's this false security. So April is STD Awareness Month, so we're doing a lot of education in regards to sexual health, education, treatment, testing. We're providing free condoms and STD literature to patients that come in and are being evaluated.
And I think it's one of those things we need to be talking about in the same way that we need to continue to talk about mental health as part of our health. We need to be talking about sexually transmitted infections as part of the same way we talk about influenza, but the same way we talk about other kinds of infections that we all carry.
Right. Lifting those stigmas.
Yes. And the more people, I think, begin speaking about it and talking about it and becoming educated, because there is a range of sexually transmitted infections. As Bob said, they have, just like other infections, they each have a unique course. They each have unique symptoms. They each have potential different testing and potential different protection. So that's why people, I think, need to sort of unclump them in the sense of
right.
PrEP will only work as prophylaxis for HIV, but there are other kinds of infections. And in Seneca and Ontario counties, we've been talking a lot about disease prevalence data, and our counties are high
yeah.
up in terms of higher up than people would think, and we've heard as high as sort of second
right.
in
yeah,
New York
I'd
State
heard
for
that.
Chlamydia.
We had over 340 confirmed cases of chlamydia in Ontario County in 2018. Seneca County, some statistics have shown that Seneca County is the second highest has the second highest chlamydia rate next to New York City.
I want to jump in here because we're almost out of time. So sure. Remind us the new hours in Seneca Falls.
Both urgent cares, Geneva and Seneca Falls, are now open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
All right, excellent. Bob Switzer, thank you as always. Good
thank
information.
You very much.
Laura, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, we get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. We'll do it again in 2 weeks. It's 8:52 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.